From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on this day in Maine, Friday, July 24th, 2026. Maine Democratic gubernatorial candidate Hannah Pingree today called on the Board of Maine Health not to close the birthing unit at Lincoln Hospital in Damariscotta. The health system said in May that it was evaluating the hospital's birthing services due to staffing challenges and low birth rates. Pingree says Maine has already lost too many birthing units.
Rural families whose hospitals no longer deliver babies are driving on average 45 minutes to find one that does. That is the longest average drive time in New England.
Pingree held a press conference in Damariscotta with a coalition of community members who announced that more than 50 Maine health providers and staff signed a letter urging the board to preserve labor and delivery services at Lincoln Hospital. In a written statement, Maine Health says board deliberations are confidential and will not be shared publicly. The board will make a decision on August 6th. It may be the middle of summer, but the National Weather Service is warning that ocean temperatures along the Maine coast are down in the 50s. That's cold enough to cause hypothermia. Donnie Dumont, warning coordination meteorologist for the National Weather Service, says paddleboarders and kayakers should wear a life jacket in case they go overboard.
And that will give you time to either get back to the craft you were on and get back on it out of the water, or hopefully reach shore if need be, before you actually will drown.
This hazard warning is in effect for the entire Maine coast until 8 o'clock tonight. National party officials say Maine Democrats might not be allowed to use ranked choice voting during the 2028 Democratic presidential primary. But as Kevin Miller reports, some ranked choice advocates in Maine are pushing back against the proposal.
Members of the Democratic National Committee are expected to vote next month on a proposal that would bar Maine and a handful of other states from using ranked choice voting when deciding how to allocate their delegates. They say ranked choice voting is inconsistent with the way the party awards state delegates proportionately based on primary voting results. But Kyle Bailey, who helped to lead the campaign that brought ranked choice voting to Maine, says state voters have approved the process twice.
What we're asking is that the DNC should respect the right of states, both voters and legislatures, when they decide how they want to elect candidates or advance candidates in a primary, that they ought to respect those rules as they traditionally have.
Senator Rachel Talbot Ross of Portland, who serves on the DNC, said in a statement that she believes Maine Democrats can work with the DNC on a solution that, quote, reflects the will of Maine voters and allows Democrats to have a representative and fair presidential primary. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
Maine and nearly two dozen other states are suing the Trump administration over new requirements that could force them to change their election systems and cooperate with federal immigration enforcement in exchange for receiving federal emergency funds. The lawsuit filed in federal court in Rhode Island challenges the conditions that FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security are placing on state counterterrorism funding. The agencies want states to change their election systems and adopt paper ballot systems and provide lists of registered voters to the federal government. The attorneys general argue that the conditions violate the Constitution's spending clause. Federal courts have blocked similar election requirements multiple times this year. A FEMA spokesperson said in a statement that the new requirements preserve election integrity. In Ogunquit, the owners of a small business are getting national attention for their dispute with the town over roosters. Big tin rooster statues, to be precise. Dave and Sarah LeBlanc were issued fines for installing half a dozen of them in front of their home. Town officials say it was a violation of local signage code. But the LeBlancs say the colorful ornaments are a source of comfort to their daughter, who is autistic. And as Carol Bousquet reports, the family is winning support for their cause, one big tin rooster at a time.
Dave LeBlanc loads a six-foot-tall rooster purchased at the local tractor supply into the back of his Jeep. He's preparing to plant it on the property of Ogunquit resident Kathy Katakis, who wants to make a statement.
It's all about supporting community and getting the message out. It's about love.
Katakis is among a growing number of residents who are showing their support for the LeBlancs, who were fined by the town for installing 6-foot-tall tin roosters in front of their house. Sarah LeBlanc says their 6-year-old autistic daughter Piper sees the looming lawn figures as her friends and calls them all Roosty Roost.
Kids need that structure, that routine, and she gets on the bus every morning and hides behind them when, you know, it's in school season, and that's just sort of her safety space.
The LeBlancs' home sits on Route 1, just next door to their restaurant called the Omelette Factory, and the town says the roosters run afoul of local codes governing signage. The LeBlancs say they were able to get a variance to keep 2 roosters by the front porch, but were fined again for failing to properly attach them to the house. As the dispute has unfolded, Katakis and other residents and business owners have been asking Dave LeBlanc to install similar roosters on their own properties as a show of solidarity.
Now it's a movement. Now it has intent, it has energy, it has purpose. And that feels good.
The LeBlancs call it the Rooster Movement and have launched a Facebook page with a map detailing the location of every rooster in town. Dave says there are at least 100 now, and the map extends to every state in New England. The LeBlancs say they're done playing chicken with the town. Their mission now is to raise awareness for autism, to establish a foundation, and to convince local officials to rethink how the codes might need adjustment to accommodate more than physical disabilities.
We should be an inclusive town, and they talk about being inclusive and everybody matters. And there's a lot of, obviously, you know, pride flags and all those things. So we've got to be inclusive of all.
Maine Public has sent repeated requests to town officials in Ogunquit seeking comment on the issue without a response. Meanwhile, having planted 2 roosters on this July morning, Dave LeBlanc says the demand continues to grow, and getting them at Tractor Supply and planting them has become almost overwhelming. At times, he wonders whether he can keep it up.
I remember all those people that are reaching out saying, you can't stop. These kids don't have a voice, and this is an amazing wildfire that can raise money for them and benefit them. So Sarah and I say, okay, here we go. Let's go plant another Roosty Roost.
And for supporters of the Rooster Movement, that is something to crow about. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Carol Bousquet.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Join us tomorrow morning at 8 for Weekend Edition on Maine Public Radio. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.